Happy morning, Yakumi. So, Pilchas is a Hindushma study on the chain of us, your show falls. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay. So, what I'd like to talk about today is a fundamental discussion. We discussed last time, you know, Hashino Hargasha, if you have something. You didn't have Hargasha, but there was some interference, you know, that was happening to the body at the time that maybe camouflaged it. And that day in the placey that says you read the Gemara L'chumra, that she's saying she doesn't feel Hargasha. We say, no, there was Hargasha, and it was just camouflaged by the Shamish, or by the Beit Bedika, or by the Meir Raglayim, etc. And the other way is to learn the Kula. She's saying she has Hargasha, but we tell her, yeah, you're Hargasha, but that Hargasha was not Hargasha of neither. So there could be studying, even though many Achronim are Machmir, to be Mekil, that we don't have to be Choshesh Hargasha. But one thing that the Poskim are Machmir on is internal. That's always, whenever I get a shayla in Hilchas Nida with a, what we call a kinuach. Kinuach is a wipe. So the first thing I always ask the person who's asking the shayla, was it internal or external? That is the shayla. Because if it's external, then we have a much better shot that everything is good. Because then many assume that it'll only be a kesem. And if it's on something that's say to Makabal Tumma, etc. But once it's internal, then that becomes a Shaila of a Daraisa. And then we're up the creek. So, you know, for example, as I said, if a man finds a dam on his aver, or a woman put on a tampon, and there's dam on the tampon. So these things we call deal breakers. You're finished. You know, we say Nida Daraisa. Unless we can go to a Bodeket and Bodeket could see that there's a Maka. You know, and then that could save the day. Right? Because then it's not that Nida Klop. Nothing to talk about. But until we get to the Bodeket, then we have to assume that we're in Daraisa land. So, unless there's some type of tliya. So, that's why we always tell women, don't do anything inside unless the halacha behooves you to do that. Like when you're having the Zayinikim, you have to do bedikas to get to the mikvah. You have to have sektari, you have to do bedikas. So then you have to do it inside. You know, like if you don't have to test, don't. You have to test. You have to test. So you're looking for, you know. So I make that dimion in my mind. So if you don't have to do bedikas, don't do bedikas, because once you do a bedika and you have a bad bedika, ach and vay. Right, ach and vay. So if you right, like once you test it and you get to whatever, then they lock you up for. You know, that was the worst part of the whole thing. The whole, unfortunately, in the beginning, that was very severe, people, but whatever. But after things were calming down, the worst part was just, I remember once they called me up, why you calls me up? There was someone in the shir that's not feeling well. And that means that you might have to, unless you were 8 feet away. So we literally measured from which desk he was. So there, Baruch Hashem, I'm saved. You know, and we literally measured. See, exactly. So, okay. That's life. Okay. But now the question is, how deep is deep? Or internal, external? What's the cutoff? What's the part of Purim? What would you say? What should be the cutoff point that we're going to say this can't be called the Kesem anymore? This is called a Bedika. And once it's a Bedika, it's a Daraisa, and then you're finished.
How deep is the
What?
cervix?
How deep in is the cervix? Okay, no, you guys,
How deep is the cervix?
what state in the computer? How deep is the. So is
Like
there,
what?
well,
It's like what? But we already have it.
in other words, how far do we say? Say she went in, she went in a little bit, but it wasn't like a bidika, right? It wasn't deep deep. Would we say that that's called in or not? Because sometimes when women, it's called the curiosity. They're curious, they want to know what's going on, so they, that causes problems. If you look here on page 13, this is from the Or Yitzchak Rabbah Bari Shlita. So he has some short tshuvas, some long tshuvas. So he says, "Because if it's a kinuach, that's external. So if it's external, so then we're okay. Because if you assume that a tissue is ain makabel tumah." So if it's Eidim Mekabel Tumah, because Rav Moshe has this psak, which I'm a very staunch believer in this psak, that all disposable things are not Mekabel Tumah. Rav Yashiv was not on this side. He was not on the side of the. He had a different sheet that he didn't hold from that. We'll have a whole maybe a back on that. I gave the Shavuos night. I gave a whole shiur just on this topic, and then it took me 2 3 weeks after Shavuos to go over it again. Shavuos night, I say the whole thing in an hour, and then the long version I give for 2 weeks subsequent. So the whole thing was about this disposable versus not disposable, and it has to. It's relevant also for opening cans on Shabbos. And all these questions of Hilchos disposable. So I'm a big chassid of the disposable, not me mekabel tumah. So, but once it's a deraisa, so then you don't get the kula of ein mekabel tumah. The concept of disposables is only on something that's. Ein mekabel tumah, so that it's, but once it's a kesem, it's a derabbanan. Kesem al pi pashtus is when it's external. It's a kesem. When it's internal, but where's the cutoff point? So Rabbani writes, in a normal way, in other words, a woman wipes herself after urinating. So of course, a mashu who's going to go in. That's impossible that it's. A lot of little mashu is going to go in when you wipe with a tissue. But basically, it's external. But Rabbi Bari holds point to this that, but if you go in deeper, in other words, a woman's wiping, she just wants to get rid of the wetness. So she wipes. But when she's looking to see what's going on, even if she doesn't go so deep, she's going to go in. Once you go in, that's already considered a bedika, and if that's considered a bedika, then it's a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, then we don't have any. The only hetter we have is if we can find out that there's a maka, and then that'll work for a deraisa too, because it's not damnita, right? But if it's not a, if it's not a, but if But if it is damnida, if it's a kesem, even though it's mamish damnida, but a kesem is going to be mutter on something that's not mekabel tuma, etc. So that's always the question. That's always the first thing I ask a woman when she brings tissues. Well, she said, was it internal or external? That is the question that's always asked. But every once in a while, you'll find a woman went in deeper. Because she was not just wiping the way she wipes when she urinates, but she was wiping because she saw some blood, say, on her undergarment. And then she was curious, what's going on? So then, so what did she do? She goes in again, and then she goes in deeper. Not necessarily the depth of a bedika. That's very deep. And they said, what do we do with that one? Because the simple trap way of our body understood is when once you go in a little bit, then deeper than you, that it's already a deraisa. Shiloh v'daraisa. Once it's a Shiloh v'daraisa, then again, we don't have the Kulei Eino Mekabel Tumah. Like a tampon is also Eino Mekabel Tumah because it's disposable. Chag pa'ami, as we say. But it's inside. So that's why, in other words, that's what the worst thing the woman could do. See, sometimes what happens is she thinks the period's coming. So she's so convinced. So she puts in a tampon, and then the period never came. But what came? A little mashu. So Rav Avadi points out, so now she ruined it for herself. If she would have put on a pad, that would have been external. And something's external, Zayna Makabal told me, that would have been mutter. But what did she do? She went inside. She went inside. And then, so if she was right in her prediction, floodgates would open. So then it doesn't matter. Tampon, this, that, she has a period, it's going to be a derisa from that perspective anyway. So nothing to do with that. But when she guesses wrong, and all she has, say, is the tipachotchi of yesterday. So the tipachotchi of yesterday, we discussed the machloikas, but if you went in, but if it's inside, then l'kulei alma, it's going to be usher. So that's why I never do anything inside. Unless she mamish has the flow already. But sometimes, she's preempting because she doesn't want to get her clothes dirty and soiled and that. So, but it's always better to earn and put on a pad, which is external. And this way, she will never mess herself up. In the end, if it turns that there's a flow, okay, it's a flow. So nothing I can do. But you never want to be the cause of neither. You know what I mean? If Hashem sends you neither, what can you do? But if it's something that could have been a kesem and you made it a deraisa, then you know, it's like a young lady called me up. She was getting married in a couple of days. But we'll discuss. There's a halacha that you're supposed to do before you go to the mikveh. You have to do bayin nikiyim. You have to do bedikas. So she thought that bedikas is only for after the marriage. Bedikas are only for after the marriage. Before the marriage, she never heard that you have to do bedikas. A day or two before the wedding, and she didn't do any bedikas. So really, technically speaking, she can't go to the mikvah. So she said, she feels so bad. How is she going to tell us? See, Mela, if she got a period, okay, well, what can you do? It happens. But she felt, rightfully so to speak, that she was the cause. How am I going to tell that to my chassid? She said, I don't want to come to my wedding. I feel like she was in tears. It was a rough time. But now we have Mahalchim to keep your interest peaked for the future of how to get out, how to find a heter for that too. But that I'm not telling you yet. That's later. This I discussed with Rav David Feinstein. That's our MTJ. That's where Rav Nata's Levi was, an MTJ. So, my wife is from the Lower East Side, so I had that perk of hopefully can, you know, even though Reb David's not with us, you know, still the son is there, son's, you know, so still has that. So I remember I was at a bar mitzvah on Shvi Shal Pesach, so I said a lot of good psakim I got from Reb David that they're not printed anywhere from either the sukkah, in the sukkah on the lower east side, or once on the good yontif line. Reb David wasn't a man of many words, but, you know, that's why I said I can't miss a yontif on the, not going to the lower east side, because, you know, one day, you know, Rav David won't be with us, and we'll lose that Masorah. So that's the so there's a way out to that also. Okay, but we'll get to that. Okay, so this is the shaila. So, but what happens if the woman goes in, and then so she's curious, and she did more than just an external wife. So is there any way? Because then already it's a daraisa. No? What do you say? Without a bodekis, yeah. In other words, if you got a bodekis, so bodekis can find a makam. But sometimes you come to the bodekis and the bodekis says, yeah, it's uterine blood. But Bodekis doesn't always save the day. You know, sometimes she confirms that she's an Ida Dereis. You can understand. Works both ways. But without the Bodekis, I have to assume she's an Ida Dereis. So Bodekis can only help me. Either she'll, okay, without her, I'll have to assume it's an Ida Dereis. So with her, so either she'll be able to tell me that it's Mutal Gamre, or basically, you know, or she'll just confirm the Ida Dereis. So the Bodekis is there to, you know, just yesterday I needed a bodekis urgently. And I wasn't home, so I didn't have my list. My wife found it on her phone. She had it. And I managed that this woman was home, you know, and she said, I'm home the whole day. I'm home the whole day. Let them come. Hold the whole day. And that. Because without that, you know, then we'd have problems. No, so what do you say? So that. So there is a piece in the Chasam Sofer. I'm telling you, this supplement is worth its value in gold. I'm telling you. The supplement. Where is it? What page? 10. The Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. Page 10. These are the Chasam Sofer's Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch. Says the Chasam Sofer at the bottom of page 10. Da. Bechol ha-chumra sa'elu he-mishum sa-sothik b'dika ha-eid hu-sfeged ha-raisa mishum dilma argasha. In other words, he's assuming that, in other words, the question is why inside is no good. So one mahalach, the very reason why inside is no good is because you learn the Gemara l'chumra, and therefore when you go inside, it's going to be a question of possible camouflaged hargasha, right? Like we discussed, according to the shita that, so that's what he's saying. That the reason why it's really the raisa is from Dilma Argasha Kisfur Hargasha's Eidah. So he says, now this is the Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. Listen carefully. Im kein davka k'shehichnisa ha'eid kol kach ba'omek ha'mokam sh'shamash dosh tum pe'hamakor. He says that internal doesn't just mean the way Rav Abadi presented it, that it's anything more than the external wipe that she would do when she's wiping from urination. It says, no, it has to be something that there's a possibility that it camouflaged what? The hargasha. Now, the simple pshat of the hargasha that everyone agrees to is the psichus pia makor, right? The trumas hadeshes, hargasha. So what's going to camouflage? It's only if you go deep enough to the pia makor. In other words, you get up to come out the cervix. And that's the makom that a man's aver will get to during intercourse. That's called makom shamash dash. That means where the man's aver will, right, the man's aver will be erect, and then it'll go, you know, to the cervix. So Chassid Sofer says over here that it'll only be a problem having a daraisa, and then we'll have to be machmir only if you did a deep thing. You know, we went in with the tissue, not just more than you normally do with urination, but you went in what? Like to the cervix. But if you didn't go, so then there's a possibility of what? Then there's a possibility of confusion, camouflaging. And then we have to be machmir. But if you only went, you went more than just a wipe, but it wasn't nearly as deep, then maybe that's not a derisa then. And then maybe we could have the coolers of what? Of Eidu Makabal Tumma, etc. You like that? Forget to, did I say Ziva Savalaf? Did I? What did I say? I said Trumas Hadeshens Psichas Pi Amakor.
Right, but
he doesn't reject Psichas, he rejects the Noda Behuda Ziva Savalach, but he does not reject Psichas Pi Amakor.
Right, but
why is that? In other words, he's saying that the real Hagasha is Psichas Pi Amakor, so therefore, if you did a Bedika or a thing, so to the Psichas Pi Amakor, and you didn't feel it, we have to be choshish that there was really something going on at the time. And the reason why you didn't feel it, because you intervention, you know, static of the Bedika. So it doesn't have to work dafka with the Zivas Davalach. You know, Hanami, you reject Zivas Davalach. But the main thing, even the Noda Yehuda, who's the Baal Zivas Dover Lach, even he agrees that the Iker Hargasha is the Psichas Piyam Akor. He wants a Mechadish, even Zivas Dover Lach. And the Chassid Sofer says, no, not Zivas Dover Lach.
So
when Judah Graver Shlita is saying that, but Anan Ladinan, in other words, maybe we should be choshesh that there was a Zivas Dover Lach that got camouflaged by the thing. So there was maybe the Chassid Sofer is only the Chassid Sofer the Shitasa. That doesn't hold. Unless you say that the Chavis Das is right. That the Zivas Dover Lach only means what? When it crosses over the internal or external ass. Then, in other words, you could say that, yeah, we do hold Zivas Dover Lach, but we hold Chavs Das as Zivas Dover Lach. And then that would be internal also. So if you wouldn't go so far in, we wouldn't work necessarily with the promotion. Okay. But again, when we're dealing with the Shasatka, you know, so we have to have a mahalach. It's not necessarily going to fit with every single shita. But you're right. So this Chassam Sofer, I was very excited about. No? I was very excited because this could save many women. This could save many women that are the curious women who did more than just kinuv bachutz, but also did a a more internal, but not super internal. And that's the Chasam Sofer's cool. So I was very excited about this. Now, like anything good in life, so he's not fully ready to endorse it. Like he says this great thing. But then the next line, he's going to have a shtickle disclaimer. What's his disclaimer on the third line? Ella, the name of Lee Howell, the Einanu Bekim, the Shai Makam Shasham Zdosh, Lee Einan Bedikas Hefsik Tara, Anu Machmirim Maod, Latsuch and Bika Baomig Mod Mod, Becholi Folto, the Makam Linus Suffolk, Hagrasha Kolshek Nisub Baomig Tsas, Yeshloch Hashema, Einu Pia Makor. So he's saying, oh, well, we're not bucky exactly where it is. I don't know. So this was like the disappointing part. Because then, in other words, he's saying that, whereas really you should do Bedika, when you do Bedika, is till the place where the Shamash would get. So that's far in. That's far in. But he's saying we're not so bucky exactly where it is. So then maybe we should be Machmir, and anything that's, he says, Kol Sheikh Nisa Ba'omek Tzas. I don't know. I'm more into his cooler than his retraction. Because, I mean, I don't know. What does it say? What is the distance between the opening, the vaginal opening, and the cervix? No? Where are the doctors here? Where are the doctors? No, you don't need a doctor. Anyone can look it up on the... Where are the doctors here?
So 3 to 5 inches.
What's your name?
Jacob
Rosenfeld Schlitter. What does Jacob Rosenfeld say?
It says 3 to 5 inches.
3 to 5 inches. 3 to 5 inches. Yeah, so if you go in more, like a curious woman, you're not going to necessarily go 3 to 5 inches. Right?
Do we normally recommend the Bedika to be all the way to Makom Dash?
Well, if she could, you know what I mean? She, whatever. Sometimes women can't do it. They're not going to, it's not going to work. But just physically, they're not going to be able to do it. But he's saying 3 to 5 inches to Dr. Roosevelt. Dr. Roosevelt, you say 3 to 5 inches. So 3 to 5 inches. I think even a curious woman who's not going to do more than just, you know, is not going to get to 3 to 5 inches. So Chasam Sofer is so worried that, you know, or maybe you're going to get to Pia Makor. It's hard to say that you have to be worried so much if it's clearly you didn't get to 3 to 5 inches. So, you know, in other words, in a situation of real Shas Hatchak, you know, in a real Shas Hatchak, like, a Chuppas Nida Sashayla, something like that, you know, a real Shas Hatchak, if you could find it, so in my mind, I was thinking that maybe, you know, the Iker Halacha within the Chasam Sofer is what? Is what he said originally. And the other point is just the chumrah, but if the Maisa, okay, look, the Maisa, if it's not a shasachak, then we really should, it's like what Rav Vadi said, if you go in a little bit, that's deep enough, even though, now I'll tell you Pshat and Rav Vadi in a second, but this is the Chasam Sofer, so I'm very into this this possibility. Now, Rav Hoffman.
Yes, it seems like such an obvious one. It's going to reach the servant to check if that's fair. It seems a little bit interesting that someone in the building might have to say it. Why didn't anyone have some suggestion? That's such a clear, such a clear thing. Why was it unsaid?
Right, exactly.
Somewhere, like it's just
so you want to say what it's all
the sheep not
Yeah, I mean, why do we need the Chasam Sofer? What happened before the Chasam? I can't tell you, you know. But I could just tell you what the Chasam Sofer are. Did somebody say it 100 years before him? Maybe. But one day I'll find it. I'll call you up and find somebody who. Okay, but once you hit the Chasam Sofer, that's good. No, if you can get the Chasam Sofer to say it, then you're good. Chasam Sofer was, good enough for me. Now, so on one hand, I'm very excited with this Chasam Sofer because it's a Tzakulam. But why aren't I totally excited with this Chasam? Not because he retracted at the end. Not that part. Or he's like semi-retracted at the end. But the reason why I'm not fully... is because you know me, I'm not into Chashin and Hargasha. I hold the Pshat and the Gemara's the other way. It's Lakula. So if you say Pshat and the Gemara's Lakula, so then you have to understand. So if it's Lakula, so then what's the Chilik then between inside and outside? But it was just the Rav Abadi. I'm a person who's not. From the beginning, like Judah's question, my friend Rabbi David Cohen said, woman never had a Hargasha. All of a sudden, now the second he's doing that, you'd say, oh, there was Hargasha, there was interference. But she never has, it's a little far fetched. To be cautious for it. Remain if a woman always had Hargasha, she didn't feel it, so then you understand what the former Dikashita of. So Rav Abadi said to me, you should look into Aruch HaShulchan. So let's look into Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, so we start with Nun Gimel. Let's go. Gami Diva Aramba Mivur Kolela Shakosa Beresh Perk Tassin Ishim Thomas Minatorib Benito Viziva Shatagi Shatira. Dam v'yotzev sara tiyat tameim meisher tira imor gishu barkel matzah dam v'flim b'pro. That's a famous Rambam. If a woman did bedika, the Rambam says it's famous. If you did a bedika, it's chazaka b'abar hargash. Right? The Rambam's the one who writes that. Harayz b'cheser shabab hargash muar b'devei sofrim shakol ro adam kesem al b'sara al b'gedeh av b'shol gishu av b'shol barkel that's malo matzah b'edu tumu b'yidu matzah dam v'flim b'sara. Right before, the Minatora ain't nitmes below Hargasha. Rak midrabon and Gazra Shavada below Hargasha. Zexeric Sobel. While Stamri is dam, Gaminatora to me, the Hazogab Shabab Hargasha. Zeshakos and Lori Gisha Batu Matsa dam, if Nimber Prois Dora is in Hazel Shabab Hargasha. Sir Beard, in Vada Lori Gisha, Ekbab Hargasha. What does it mean? She wasn't Margish, but then it's Hazogab Hargasha. But what's the lashon? Im lori gisha, but im lori gisha, right? And then it says, but v'matza, I raise it to cheska shabar b'hargash. I don't understand. The Aruch HaShulchan said he's saying lori gisha, but it's a chazaka shabar b'hargash. The lori gisha. So why? What does that mean? The chazaka shabar b'hargash and lori gisha. So he says, so the Aruch HaShulchan says like this, Nir Lani has died the Hachi Perusha. She had that the Glamo Hutzrach Loma Motsa Dam Lefnim Bepros there. Iktara Hayalo Loma Vim Lohi Gisha Rosa Dam Harizim Cheska Shabob HaGasha Levadei the Kavanoso Din Beria Mamish Henshaz of Dom Migufa. She had blood coming out of her body. Vomer Shalohi Gisha Klal Ain't to Mosu Minatora El Midrabot. So She sees, in other words, a woman has dam coming out of her. And so she sees right now it's happening, but she doesn't feel anything. So she wasn't marish. So how can you say chazaka bar bargasha? But when you do a bedika, when you do a bedika and you find dam, so that dam doesn't mean that it just came now. That dam could have been sitting there from 3 hours ago, right? So a bedika is a unique type of thing, because the dam that I find now doesn't mean that what? That it came there now. In other words, as we said before, she becomes a nida when it crosses the one of the asses, the internal ass or the external ass. That's when she becomes a nida. Now, and then it could be sitting there inside, right? One tiba is dam. Once it crossed the internal ass or the external ass, she's a nida. And it didn't come out because it was one little dam, so it stayed in the crevices of the internal body. And then you did a bedika, and lo and behold, you discovered it. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says, "You came amokok for neka, zanu to omim shuk also eisha neka me amokor b'adai yergisha b'lava daita." So then we say like this: you know what the pshat is? Because when you found the dam, wasn't necessarily the time that it was. She became a nida. Because, so she came a nida maybe a couple of hours ago when it crossed. A couple of hours ago, you know, she was baking a cake. She was changing a diaper. She was, you know, she wasn't focused. So she wasn't paying attention. But that's the word, that we have to assume that it was, there was a hargasha, but she wasn't magish. She wasn't magish because it wasn't happening now when she found it, but it happened from before. It happened 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago, she was focusing on something else. And there was really a hagotcha going out, but she was focusing on something else. So Mamela, so it's not the pshat that the bedika cloth camouflaged the hagotcha, because the hagotcha is not. You see, the way the Chasam Sofer learns that the Bedika is a Shiloh Bedaraisa, because the Hagash is happening now, and then there's interference, right? But if you learn the Pshat, that it's not Pshat that the Hagash is happening now. We have to be conscious that the Hagash happened before, so why do you need to be Magash it? Because when it happened before, you weren't focusing on this. And that's, I think, Rav Abayi Lishitaso. Because if you hold it's the hargasha of now, like the Chasam Sofer, so then if you didn't do a bedika till deep, then mehechtesi that it should camouflage if the hargasha is happening further in. But if it's a din in what? In the fact that it was a hargasha from before, and now you've found it inside now, so then it doesn't have to be deep, because it's not camouflaging any hargasha of now. And that's why Rav Abayi Lishitaso, who holds that it's anything that's more deep than normal, would be a problem. As opposed to the Chasam Sofer Lishitaso, who holds that it's the thing now, and that's going to be the problem. So I'm a big believer. I'm not... You know, so chachila, I certainly hold that if a woman would do that, tell me she went in deeper than normal, even though it wasn't, stand up, so I would be machmir, treat her like an eva, either the rice. But if there would be some shas hadchat, I always think of this chasam sofer, I keep it in my back pocket for a rainy day. Right? Something you keep in your back pocket for a rainy day. Like if a woman's like, a real shasat chak situation. She's, you know, getting married tomorrow. She needs to, you know, it's going to be a thing. So whatever, a real shasat chak, I keep the first version of the chasam sofer without his reservation in the end. Okay, so this is like, telling you, what I'm telling you today is very soidistic, because this is the derecha a psak of how to pass through these shilas. And there's more to say, but I'm glad we did this. That's why I woke up this morning and I said, you know, I want to do this Chasam Sofer and I want to do this Aruch HaShulchan. I just have to find where it is. And I took my file cabinet and I went, oh, I figured I made a supplement. So, and the supplement didn't change from the last time. Okay, so that's the... But usually what happens is the woman will say it was external. Now, there are shitas that say that external could also be an issue, but and we'll see what those shitas are and how to deal with them, but that already is going to... It's only there, much more calm. But once you go inside, so that's the... Well, for example, yeah, Rabbi Bani has here. This comes up a lot. Yeah, page 13. Isha Sharosa Dam B'Diaphragm. Im Temeya Minatora Midrabanan. Rei Baro Dam B'Bedika V'Avidoraisa. Well, this comes up a lot. Remember many years ago, Rabbi Willig had a site like this discussing with Feinstein. Whereas a woman has different... things in her body for birth control. So if you just take a pill, take a pill. But a diaphragm is like my body said from a Hankins. It's like you're putting a mechitza side so the zara won't get through because it's this thing blocking. Then you take the diaphragm out and there's blood on the diaphragm. So that's a, so if it's that's where the fights with Tanger will it depends maybe on which part of the diaphragm it is, the top part facing on the side, because it could be that you know she just scraped it when she's removing it and then it would be a damaka. But another possibility, depending upon where it is that no dam came from the makor and went right into the diaphragm. What do you think? No, I didn't hear what you said.
Diaphragm, like inside of the body.
No. Diaphragm is a little piece of this that a woman puts in vaginally. Oh. It's not how it works. It's not a diaphragm. No. And it's a method of birth control. So when the man's semen comes in, it won't have the... It won't meet the egg to fertilize the egg because this thing is blocking. No. As a short word there from the Gaon of Nachum Rabinovich of Bale Adumim, who wants to say that maybe it should have a dinner. But what you're saying is not bad. I don't think you realize the depth of what you just said. Maybe one day I'll show it to you in a packet. When the Sefer Siach Nochum, or Nochum Rabinovich, from Bale Adumim. The Lord, Talmud, Lord Jonathan Sacks, Talmud of the Siach Nochum. No, Harab, yeah.
So he says here that there's no something by being a spirit. But my question is, does that mean that based on cold, so we can still hold it in our back pocket? I'm not saying that anything is bad.
No, but you're saying anything deeper, you have to be master.
Something. You say that you have to be master, or there's something that you can maybe not.
No. What we're saying is that it's you have to treat it like a derice.
Generally, it's something that I'm not sure if it's a PR and not even sure if I can do. So I'm sober that that wine fiber will make a taste. But since it's the rice wine, you say something.
Yeah, you would, but in the Shasat Kaf, I think that the Iker custom, part of the custom told him what he said originally, he just doesn't want to fully commit because maybe we're not bucky, but if push comes to shove, then you really need to make a achlata. Then there's room to say that that if you went internal, deeper than it, but you didn't go super, super deep, then you don't have to be chashid. Okay, so this is a good Indian we had today. There's more to say in the supplement. We're not finished with it, but I'm glad we did that today. We still have to get back to packet two, but we'll get to it. But that's really a different topic. I don't know why I put it there. Okay, whatever. But okay, but they have Havana in what we're saying today. It's very, very important. Okay,
what's next time? Back to packet two?
Well, we're not yet packet two. We're going to still do this supplement and maybe packet back.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Pastor Rachel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to explain that. I don't understand why